To the meeting, say European Union foreign ministers in Brussels Monday approved more than $550 million in additional military aid to Ukraine, as Germany continues facing pressure from Ukraine and its allies to supply the nation with its Leopard 2 battle tanks. The aid package came as the EU's 27 foreign ministers met in Brussels following a meeting last week in which Western countries failed to agree on sending Ukraine battle tanks. At a briefing in Berlin, a German government spokesman Monday said the government is carefully weighing its options. He said Germany has not ruled out supplying the tanks. It just hasn't decided yet whether it will do so. Ahead of the meeting, the EU meeting, Latvia's foreign minister Edgars Rinkevics expressed his frustration with Germany's hesitancy.
Frankly, I do believe that Germany is one of the leading nations. Being big provides also a lot of responsibility. But I think that at this point there are no good arguments saying why battle tanks, why air defense systems cannot be provided. My own country just decided on providing more Stinger anti-aircraft missiles. We are going to double Ukrainian soldiers' training. We're also looking in other opportunities.
At that same EU meeting in Brussels, EU foreign ministers agreed to impose a new package of sanctions on Iran for its violent crackdown on peaceful protests in that country. Last week, the European Parliament passed a non-binding resolution calling for Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard to be added to the EU's terror group list for its role in that crackdown. Human rights groups say more than 500 protesters have been killed since the demonstrations began in October. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of the Treasury Janet Yellen is in Zambia on a number of engagements with Zambian government officials and touring U.S.-Zambia joint projects. Speaking Monday in a speech at the Zambia National Public Health Institute, Yellen said health security has been a key pillar of the partnership between Zambia and the United States over the past two decades. Secretary Yellen has been highlighting the Biden-Harris administration's work to deepen U.S.-Africa ties, including by expanding trade and investment flows and promoting sustainable and inclusive economic growth. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida says Japan faces the most severe security environment in the region since the end of World War II and is pledging to push a military buildup under a newly adopted security strategy. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In a policy speech opening this year's parliamentary session, Kishida said active diplomacy should be prioritized, but it requires defense power to back it up. He said Japan's new security strategy is based on a realistic simulation as we face, he says, more regional tensions since the end of World War II. This month, the Japan leader took a five-nation tour, including to Washington, to explain Japan's new defense plan and further develop defense ties with the U.S. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In his policy speech opening this year's parliamentary session, Kishida said active diplomacy should be prioritized, but it requires a defensive power to back it up. Kishida's government in December adopted key security and defense reforms, including a counter-strike capability that makes a break from the country's exclusively self-defense-only post-war principle. Japan says the current deployment of missile interceptors is insufficient to defend it from rapid weapons advancement in China and North Korea. Officials in Pakistan say much of the country was struck by a power outage after an energy-saving measure by the government backfired. Electricity was turned off during low usage hours to conserve fuel across the country, leaving technicians unable to boot up the system all at once after daybook. Energy Minister Kurram Dasgupta said that engineers had started restoring the power supplies in various parts of the country early Monday. He said since the demand for electricity in the winter reduces at night, As an economic measure, we temporarily shut down our power generating system Sunday. He insisted this was not a major crisis and that electricity was being restored in phases. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow Voice of America on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
Music and more. VOA. One. Yeah.